The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John. After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. So, did everybody get a stick? Okay, all right. So I have to start by asking, who feels strong today? I need a volunteer. Who feels strong today? No one? Oh, someone's got to feel strong today. Kathy. Oh, Kelsey. Which one? Both of you. Actually, yes. Let's do both of you. Okay. Do you think you can break that stick? Okay, you want to show us? You can put the one you picked down. There you go. Can you break that stick? Ready? Yes! Good job. Okay, so you were able to break that stick. Let's see if you can break two. Together. They have to be together. Ready? Yeah, there you go. Ready? Go. Very good. Now, what did you notice when you broke one stick and then you broke two sticks? Anything? Was it a little harder with two? A little harder, but you could still do it, right? Okay, I only bundled up one group of 10, but how about 10 sticks? You want to try first, Kelsey? How about you, Kathy? That's right. So, 10 sticks was harder than 2 sticks, right? You couldn't quite break them. All right, thank you for your assistance this morning. So the reason why we're breaking sticks and you all have sticks in your hands is because these sticks teach us an important lesson, believe it or not, about the church. Sometimes when we use the word church, we refer to the church building, you know, right? And this building, this is the church. And that's a proper use of the word church. But we know that the church isn't just a building. Sometimes when we use the word church, we're talking about the worship experience, the service, the experience that we are all having right now. That this is church. And that too is a proper use of that word, but the church is not just a building or a worship service either. You know that hand rhyme? We all learned it as kids. You know, this is the church here. Wait, let me do it again. This is the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people. right? Okay. The church is also all the people. All the people, the men, the women, the children, the girls, the boys, the young, the old, all of us who come together. We are the church. We come together because we want to grow in our faith and we want to follow Jesus. We want to live God's love more faithfully in our lives. Some people think, well, I'm a Christian, I believe in God, but I don't need to go to church. And, you know, there is some truth to that. We don't need to come to church to believe in God, but I believe we're kind of like that one stick. You know, I mean, we're strong and there's some things that we can do, yet left on our own, we are vulnerable. We're not always strong, especially in the face of trials and temptations and tragedy. Without a community of faith, we can break easily. However, as we seek to live out our faith with others, as we join together with other people of faith, as we stick together as the church, we become stronger. And when we bind ourselves together like this, pack of sticks, we're even stronger. Because Kathy and Kelsey were easily broke that one stick. Little bit more effort, but they easily broke those two sticks. We heard some cracking, but these sticks are still together. And that's because when we bind ourselves together like this green duct tape, we're even stronger. Stronger than we are by ourselves. Because the church gives us support and encouragement. The church nourishes us and nurtures us. We give one another strength. Now, today we heard a prayer that Jesus offered his disciples. And he offered this prayer in their hearing. Before he left this earth, he prayed for his disciples because he knew that he was leaving, but that his disciples were going to continue to live in the world. He knew that they would undergo trials and temptations and challenges, and that there would be tension among them, and that they might very easily reach a breaking point. And we know from our own experience of being in that church that that is still true. People in churches don't always agree. Sometimes there's tension, sometimes there's conflict, whether that's individual congregations or, you know, the larger church bodies. People in churches can snap like a stick and don't always behave quite the way that we would expect. People in church can also feel like they're being broken, that they're being snapped by others. We know this too well because sometimes we are those people who break, those people who feel broken. Jesus knew that it's not easy to live together in community, even in the church. It's not easy for us to live out this love of Christ in our lives, which is generous and gracious, forgiving. It's hard enough to love each other, yet reaching out to people we don't even know. So Jesus prayed. He prayed for his disciples. He prayed for their unity. As his crucifixion, as his death was drawing near, the unity that they experienced in him was his very urgent hope and prayer for them. That was his last prayer for them. He knew that if his disciples could come together and be bound together as one, if they were bound together by his love, that is the tape, if you will, that holds us all together, the love of Christ, that they would be much stronger than they would be as individuals. They would be able to resist more and be strong through whatever trials and temptations and challenges and frustrations came their way. They would know God's love for them. And they would know that as they're looking at one another, they see that face of God reflected in the people, even the people that they disagree with. They would keep alive Christ's message of love in their hearts and in their lives. And by doing so, they would give glory to God. So Jesus prayed. He prayed asking God to protect his followers and to help them to be one, to be united in mission, just as he and the Father are one. He prayed for his disciples who gathered with him on that day. He prayed for future disciples. And in doing so, he prayed for us. He prayed for you, and he prayed for me. He prayed that we would all be united in mission as we live out his command to love our neighbors as ourselves. We might not always agree in how to do that, but with love as not only the thing that binds us together, but as love as our guide, with love holding us together, we can also live out this love in our lives, treating one another as loved children of God. And by doing so, the church will truly stick together and give God glory. You know, as we think about unity, we often think about uniformity. And unity is not uniformity. I think unity is more like diversity without division. Does that make sense? You know, unity is not uniformity, but it is more like diversity without division. That we as diverse people are working together. We don't have to agree, but we are called to work together. How do we love one another as we reach out in love to others, especially those that Jesus reached out to, the most vulnerable, the outcast? Jesus confirmed that even though a unity of opinions is not always possible, the unity of Christian love is. Jesus prayed that we would have unity and oneness and community that flows from a deep experience of ourselves first having been loved by God with that amazing and generous and forgiving love. We are the church. We are, as the church, we are the body of Christ in the world today. And as the body of Christ, we are that expression of God's love and grace and generosity and forgiveness in the world today. I think it's probably no coincidence that the word unity begins with you. You. Unity truly does start with you and me. How do we live together? How do we love together? How do we together reach out in love to others? How do we love our neighbors as we love ourselves? We need each other to be the church. Let us stick together as we live together in faith and love. And so I invite you to take your stick home as a reminder And maybe you want to take two sticks. So you have a very powerful reminder to pray for unity, not only for us here at St. Mark, but in the church, for the church, for God's people everywhere, that we would truly be united in love. Because together, we are truly stronger than we are apart. Christ has bound us together in love. Nothing will break that love of Christ. Amen.